Sagittarius, it's me with part two of your reading, the rune reading, the reading of an artifact, and an astrological afterthought. Let's start with the astrological afterthought. I was sitting this morning in the Hudson Valley Cafe, a couple of doors down from my house, pondering your whole sign and what, excuse me, hiccuping, this is about, thinking water, 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 but Jupiter and Virgo seeming to float, a kind of a technological achievement of some kind. I'm thinking, Sagittarius, the mariner. Think of yourself as a mariner. That's the relationship you have to the world in which you live. And being a mariner is very important. The human race got where it got in part two, after people learned how to grow food, because it got the ability to move across the ocean. Moving across the air, which is a thing often associated with Sagittarius, and by the way, the airplane is invented with the sun in Sagittarius, conjunct Uranus in Sagittarius, and the moon in Sagittarius. So yes, there's that air element. You probably always have a plane reservation somewhere. But really, currently, the metaphor is that of a mariner. So think of yourself as one who, with precision, plots your direction and is able to harness the natural forces of Earth, the currents, the winds, and the sun, and gaining insight and direction from the stars and travel across the sea with precision and the ability to repeat it and, guess what, to find your way home. Okay, so that's astrology afterthought. As for your artifact, I have chosen the neck of a base. The reason I've chosen the neck of a base is it represents a type of a vehicle. It is a creative vehicle. It is a thing that is similar to a ship because it's crafted expertly and intentionally from wood. It must be learned. It must be mastered. And it is the perfect combination of the feeling of Pisces and the technical precision of Virgo. And so that is the artifact. That, by the way, is a G&L 1500 American-made, very, very lovely bass, something of a monster with this tone that, well, it's you can hear it in the Scorpio reading, because the theme for the Scorpio reading is a bass solo by Dan using that bass. And if you don't have access to the Scorpio reading to hear the theme from Scorpio, the 126/16 edition of Planet Waves FM has that as the closing piece. That's on the Planet Waves FM website. You can hear what that that vehicle of sound and vibration journeying sounds like. Okay, your runes are a kind of a well, Daniel made a joke about his life owing to a saga involving the building of a guitar, and he said, "My life is one long story of Curb Your Enthusiasm." And that's pretty good, but considering that Sagittarius is populated now by Saturn, which is kind of the ultimate Curb Your Enthusiasm symbol, but there's a reason for it, and time remains useful as enthusiasm is curbed. So here's what these runes say. It's kind of like that. The opening one is the arrow pointing up, one that started to appear later in the series and then shows up in many of the later readings, including the next to last one. And that is the one about readiness, being ready, martially trained, martially prepared. You might call it in modern times the rune of the way of the peaceful warrior. So you're ready to go, ready to fully engage life. All right. So far, so good. Second rune, counting from right to left, is Issa. That's basically the rune of hurry up and wait. This is the rune of the standstill, of the seemingly frozen progression. The frozen progression of time is in Issa. The progress that seems like it's not happening, and when is it going to be made? So there's a contradiction. Being ready and then stopping. So you have to work that out. And the thing with ESA is it is among its counsels is to use the delay for productive purpose and to remember the kind of purification by ice, the necessary. I personally love winter because it is cleansing. It makes me nervous to be in warm environments for too long because they never go through the same kind of catharsis by cold, but they have storms and hurricanes, and those environments are...